This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. National police officers in Spain seized ballot boxes and shut down polling places to disrupt the Catalonian independence vote, with both sides claiming victory. The Catalan government claimed the referendum won 90% support from 2.3 million voters. 750 were injured in the crackdown. The concept of the wisdom of the crowd comes from the British scientist Francis Galton, who in 1906 observed a crowd at a fair trying to guess the weight of an ox, and that the average of the guesses was almost exactly right. Germany's enactment of the right to marry for same-sex couples marked the 15th European country to do so. Deferred action recipients are rushing to get applications in this week before Trump opposed deadline for receiving renewal applications takes impact. A poll by CNN found that 49% of Americans agreed with Trump that football players were wrong to kneel during the anthem to express a political protest, compared to 43% who agreed with the position. 60% thought Trump was wrong to criticize them. 9 of 10 Republicans said the players were wrong, and just 23% criticized Trump for intervening. There were significant racial divides in the numbers. EU countries reacting to the Uber model are moving forward with proposals to give workers more rights in the gig economy. Trump, under the sway of the shipping lobby, has not suspended the Jones Act for Puerto Rico except for 10 days, despite having done so for Florida and Texas, leaving ships with supplies lined up and waiting for unloading as the Commonwealth is in the crisis. In their fight against the increasing power for Airbnb and its impact, the hotel industry and hotel workers unions have funded organizations such as Keep Neighborhoods First in Los Angeles, as well as Share Better, which has chapters in New York, LA, San Francisco, and Washington. 4,800 women have filed individual suits against Johnson & Johnson, alleging that its talcum powder triggered various forms of ovarian cancer. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.